Me'ilah chapter 5, Mishnah 3. Ein mal acher mal b'mukdashin. You don't commit me'ilah after me'ilah with sanctified things. Ela bahema uklei shares, except if it's an animal that was donated as an offering or a service vessel. So Kate said, what does this mean? Rachav al gabei bahema. If someone rides on an animal, so he's right before me'ilah over there. Ubo chaveru v'rachav, and then his mate comes and he also rides the animal. Ubo chaveru v'rachav, and then another guy comes and he also rides the animal. So in these cases, all three of them are going to be have committed me'ilah with the animal because it's an animal that was donated up for the altar. Or shasa b'koshel zav, or someone drinks from a golden cup that was donated as a kli sharas, as a vessel to be used actually in the temple. Ubo chaveru v'shasa, and then his friend comes and he also drinks. Ubo chaveru v'shasa, and then his friend comes and he also drinks. So again, all three have committed me'ilah. Talash min achatas, if a person like shears an achatas, an animal, takes some wool, ubochaver vitalish, then his friend comes and he also takes some wool, ubochaver vitalish, and another friend comes and he also takes some wool. Kulan ma'alu, they have all committed me'ilah, all three of them have committed me'ilah, and the consequences would apply to, as if normal. Rabbi Omer, he says, kol she'ein lo pidyon, anything which can't be redeemed, yesh bo mol achar mol. There is me'ilah after me'ilah, anything which can't be redeemed. So quotes over here the Gemara, which says that what he's adding is if a person donates wood to the altar, he adds wood to the altar into the same category as an animal that's been donated and into the same category as a clay sharas, the vessel that can be used. So with wood for the altar, according to him, there is me'ilah after me'ilah. According to the Tanakhama, the first opinion, there isn't me'ilah after me'ilah. So according to the first opinion, if I used that wood for something, built a little wall, you come, you knock the wall down, you build your own wall, so you haven't committed me'ilah with it. Because it's not an animal that was offered up for the altar, and it's not something which was donated for service, for the actual service in the temple.